we have in the center, Blair Elmo Chair Lamont Jefferson. With Valera, our title sponsor, Representative Mike Sosowski, and Derek Fox, our president and CEO. Before we talk to the coaches, I'd like to introduce Lamont. If you could start, please.
Thank you, Rick. Will do. And good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for joining us this afternoon as we announce the teams that will participate in this year's Valero Alamo Bowl. 3 years ago, with the help of our title sponsor, Valero, we improved our team selection rights and started matching the top teams from the Big 12 and the Pac-12 conferences after the college football playoffs, which proved to be a very prescient move. After the first 2 years of this partnership delivered us exciting top 15 matchups, we were ecstatic that our conference partners have now agreed to extend the partnership through the year 2025. Amazing. So for helping us grow this game to the number one bowl outside of the college football playoff and delivering our third straight top 15 matchup, please join me in applauding Valero Executive Vice President and Chief Financial Officer Mike Sisko Siskowski.
Thanks, Lamont. Valero and the Alamo Bowl are two San Antonio-based institutions that provide support for higher education, drive tourist activities, and deliver a substantial economic impact to the city of San Antonio. Valero is proud to serve as the title sponsor of the Alamo Bowl and to help improve its stature in the bowl landscape. Each year, the game seems to add to its amazing run of memorable finishes, capacity crowds, and top ESPN ratings. The Valero Alamo Bowl is San Antonio's holiday tradition, as Bowl Week is one of the most anticipated times of the year. And so to announce the teams that will make this year memorable, I'm going to turn it back to Lamont.
Thank you, Mike. So, first of all, on behalf of the Team Selection Committee, I'd like to thank all of the universities for their hospitality during the visits that we made, and like to congratulate all of the coaches and the players for what has really been a remarkable season. This year, we're happy to announce that the number 10 Colorado Buffaloes will represent the Pac-12, and the number 12 Oklahoma State Cowboys will represent the Big 12 in the Valero Alamo Bowl to be played in prime time on Thursday, December 29th at 8 p.m. and delivered on ESPN. And at this time, I'll turn it back over to Derek Fox, our president and CEO of the Valero Alamo Bowl, to tell us about these programs and to introduce these teams' coaches.
Great. Thank you very much, Lamont, and congratulations on a great matchup. How about a round of applause for Lamont? Well, first up, representing the Pac-12 is the Colorado Buffaloes. The number 10 Colorado Buffaloes are the Pac-12 South Division champions and will be making its second appearance in San Antonio. Many remember our 3-overtime thriller last year, but the Buffs were part of their very first overtime game in Valero Alamo Bowl history in 2002 as our Big 12 representative when they played Wisconsin. This season, Colorado won their final 6 regular season games, finishing the season at 10-3, 8-1 overall in the Pac-12, which is the first time the 10-win season for the Buffs since 2001. The Colorado offense averages almost 33 points per game, is led by senior quarterback Seppo Lufau and junior running back Philip Lindsay. Lufau, a 4-year starter and 3-time captain, owns or shares 87 school records and needs only one more touchdown pass to become Colorado's all-time leader. Lindsay, a second-team All-Pac-12 selection this season, finished 3rd in the Pac-12 with over almost 1,200 yards rushing, averaging over 5 yards per carry, and led the conference with 16 touchdowns. Senior linebacker Jimmy Gilbert leads the Buffs on defense as a first-team All Pac-12 selection and ranks 3rd in the Pac-12 in sacks at 10, and his 6th in forced fumbles are the second most in CU single-season history. And now it's my pleasure to introduce to you the Walter Camp National Coach of the Year, head coach Mike McIntyre from Colorado Buffaloes. So, Coach, I'll turn it over to you for a few opening statements.
Okay. Go ahead. We're extremely honored to be able to play in the Alamo Bowl. It's exciting. I love the area of San Antonio myself. When I was coaching for the Dallas Cowboys, we had our training camps down there. Just a great area. Our young men are excited. We're the last team to go to a bowl in the Big Five conferences. So we're excited to end that drought, and our young men will be excited about playing a very excellent Oklahoma State team. And it's pretty cool. This is the first time since Colorado left the Big 12 that we're playing a Big 12 opponent. So I know that all our fans are excited about that.
Great. Well, congratulations, Coach. We're going to come back to you for some comments and questions in a second. And next up, I want to introduce to you a special guest on the line here now, as we've got a coach in transit who's in transit. But we've got Glenn Spencer, the defensive coordinator, joining us from Oklahoma State. And I'll turn it over to him in just a second. But Oklahoma State will be making its fourth appearance here in San Antonio. In 2010, the Cowboys came to town with the nation's top quarterback and wide receiver duo and beat Arizona 36-10. Oklahoma State finished the regular season 9-3 and 7-2 in conference, and their seventh 9-plus win season in the past 9 years. Junior quarterback Mason Rudolph led Oklahoma State's high-powered offense all season and finished second in the Big 12 in passing with almost 3,800 yards. One of his favorite targets, sophomore wide receiver Jalen McCleskey, finished second in the conference in receptions with 69, while junior wide receiver James Washington finished second in the conference in receiving yards with 1,200. Oklahoma State's starting lineup includes five San Antonio High School products, including strong safety Jordan Stearns, a product of this year's state high school semifinal team, the Steel Knights. And now I'd like to introduce Coach Spencer for a few comments. Coach?
Thank you, everyone. On behalf of Mike Gundy, who is en route right now, bouncing around the country in a jet, I believe, he asked me to stand in. I want to thank you, Mr. Fox. Thank you, Valero, people, just a very great honor for us to be headed back down to the great city of San Antonio. I've been at Oklahoma State for 9 years now, so I was part of that 2010 team that came down there and had a great week. Got to play a great Arizona team and played well. But the hospitality is unbelievable. Just so happens I've been that area recruiter down there for us since I've got to Oklahoma State. So we love San Antonio in a special way. I think half of my defensive starters are from San Antonio. So I've got a fond recollection. I got fond memories. Love going down there. And I just know from the last time our players, have always said that's one of the favorite bowls they've ever been to. And, of course, to play a great Colorado team isn't going to be as fun. Coach McIntyre, well deserved of the national awards that he's getting. What he's done with that program is remarkable. And I just want to congratulate him and tell you how much the Cowboys are looking forward to coming down.
Coach Spencer, thank you. I have a few questions here for the coaches, and I think we've got some more from on the line and in queue here as well. So, Coach McIntyre, you are the turnaround specialist in the college football programs, and give us a little bit of perspective on what that's like. You did it at San Jose State. Obviously, you did it at Colorado, and I'm going to give you credit for Duke, too, since I'm a Duke guy, so I got to get Duke in a bowl game here this year. So, with that, tell us a little bit about what it's like to turn around a program and get Colorado back where it belongs.
Well, it's very exciting. So, of course, a lot of hard work, but it all goes back to our players and our assistant coaches that have worked so hard and, not listen to block out all the noise, put one foot in front of the other. I always like to say it's the three P's. It's persistence, it's passion, and it's prayer. Put them all together and just keep doing it over and over and get a lot of young men that set high expectations and try to reach them.
I'm going to remember that, three P's. It's kind of like a bowl director. So that's good. Coach, a couple more quick questions for you on that. Just obviously it was a championship game, and obviously Cepho got hurt and dinged up early on but came back in the second half. What do you think his health is like for the bowl game upcoming?
I think he'll be fine for the bowl game. He hurt his ankle. Hopefully he'll keep progressing on that, but I think he'll be fine.
And one more question. Well, what's it like coaching your son? That's got to be a special moment.
Yeah, I enjoy coaching my son. He's a good player, number one. Number two, it's fun to be around him as a college coach. You're so busy, and I know Glenn has kids and Mike has kids. You don't get to see them quite as much as you'd like. You miss a lot of their games when they're growing up, and now I get to see him every day in practice and see all his games, so that makes it special.
Great. Congratulations. Coach Spencer, I think we're going to have to refer to you and deflect to you as being a local resident here. Tell us about recruiting in San Antonio. I know I've been here 24 years, and there were very few Division I kids who were being recruited when I came downtown. And now, look at you got five on your team alone that are starting. So tell us a little bit about the health of high school football here in San Antonio.
Well, I think it's catching on now. I'm sorry to say that it's catching on now because five, six, 7 years ago, everyone thought all the players were in Houston or in Dallas area. And I went down there. It's kind of probably I was the new guy on staff, so they thought they'd throw me down there where there weren't many players and just let me flounder around. And it turns out we've gotten Jordan Stearns and Vincent Taylor, Ramon Richards, and I lose track of them all. So you guys down there should be proud. It goes back to the coaches and the commitment they've made in that area. The competition is phenomenal. And, when you get a Steele or a Judson or a Reagan or, I can go on and on, those kids that get out of the conference and those teams that get out of that area and they do well in the state playoffs, that's huge. And, that area should be proud. And we'll keep coming down there and we'll keep turning over stones and try to keep the pipeline going.
Great. And one more, Coach Spencer. Obviously, you got a great matchup here, number 10 versus number 12 in the CFP poll. I think, if memory serves me, the two highest-ranked teams not in the CFP. Again, so speaks tribute to Cisco and Valero for stepping up to put this matchup together. But talk about the uniqueness of playing a former rival, a former team in the Colorado, from your perspective, Coach Spencer.
Sure. First, I think I would tell Mike, I don't think you need to rush it with that quarterback. And that ankle, I think that's something they need to, they really need to nurse him back and just, hold him out. No, I'm just teasing. When I first got here, Colorado was still in the, still in the conference. And I remember making a trip up there and how pretty it was and loved that town and Boulder. And, a lot has happened since then in the Big 12. And all they've done is gone off and, they struggled for a while and, proves what a good man will do and the right man will do. If you get that in a situation with those facilities in that area of the country, I think you're going to do well. Mike's done that. They're a well-balanced team. Looking forward to getting back off the recruiting trail after this week and watching the tape. And I don't know if you know, but Mike and I go back. We both played football at Georgia Tech together. So we've got a history there. And families have spent a few years together up at Black Mountain at FCA camps, and he's a dear friend, and I can't wait to meet him down there and see the family again. It's just neat how this thing's worked out.
Great. Thanks, Coach.
I think the one of the questions we had in, Coach McIntyre, could you talk about what you told your senior-laden team on this first bowl appearance, and what can we expect down here with such a high-powered offense?
Our young men are really excited. All they've heard since they've got here is get to a bowl game, and they've done that. They've resurrected our University of Colorado football program, and it's been this senior class and our fourth-year juniors that have done it. So I'm really excited about seeing them be able to run out that tunnel and play in a bowl game and enjoy that moment.
All right, coaches, thank you very much, and we look forward to seeing you guys here in a few days and having you come to San Antonio and kick them off on December 29th for the Valero Alamo Bowl. Good luck, and have a great game, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.